Thank you again for a wonderful RE program, and if you'd like to be involved in it in the upcoming year or many years from now, especially this upcoming year, I believe there's still some spots for teachers, and Tim and Chris would be glad to hear from you about that. Just a couple before the at the beginning of our service, or as we sang our opening hymn, these flowers were brought forward. In just a few minutes, we'll be redistributing them. But I'm going to take a few minutes to say a little bit about why we do this service, this particular piece of the service every year. This is a service that was originated in a Unitarian church in Czechoslovakia in the early 1920s, the result of the amazing efforts of a Unitarian minister named Norbert Capek, C-A-P-E-K. Like many of our UU ministers today, as well as our Unitarian Universalists, he did not grow up Unitarian. He was grown up in the Catholic Church in what was called Bohemia in the late 1800s. He later became a liberal Baptist, moving from one denomination to another. And he became the head of the Baptist churches in what is now Czechoslovakia, what was then called, or what was Czechoslovakia. The map of Europe keeps changing on us here. But in the early 1920s, he came to the United States to be the head of the Slovakian Baptist Church in New Jersey. He also edited a newspaper for persons living in the New York City area who were of Slovakian descent. It was while he was in America that he discovered, as many of us did, that we were Unitarians and Unitarian Universalists for quite a while before finding out that there was such a congregation or was such a religion that could accommodate our beliefs. So it was while Reverend Capek was in the United States that he switched from a Baptist to a Unitarian minister. I feel I stand somewhat in that tradition myself, having done the same thing. In his case, he was so taken with this thing called Unitarianism, he decided he would like to go back to his home country and start a movement there. So after the Second World War, as the map of Europe was redrawn, and there was a country called the Republic of Czechoslovakia, turned out Reverend Capek was a very good friend of the first president of Czechoslovakia, Thomas Masaryk. I probably butchered that pronunciation. So he went back to begin a Unitarian movement in Czechoslovakia. Not to tell the whole story, but in the matter of several years, he had the largest Unitarian congregation ever gathered, some 3,000 members, 2,000 other Unitarians and satellite congregations out around Prague. In the early days of getting this movement going, he decided he wanted to come up with some kind of a ritual they could do every year that would illustrate or demonstrate in a visual kind of way what Unitarianism is about. So one Sunday in the spring, he asked everybody that when they came on the following Sunday, if they would bring a flower. He was the kind of person, when he asked people to do something, they really up and did it. And so the following Sunday, everyone showed up with a flower. And he asked some of the children from their church school classes would collect them in baskets, which they did. And he asked they'd be brought to the front of their sanctuary there in Prague during the singing of the first hymn, just as we did here. And then at a later point in the service, he had the flowers redistributed. He was doing this for several reasons. One was he wanted to show that by bringing a variety, as we have here, of flowers together, we represent a variety of beliefs, of life stances, variety of religious paths, variety of spiritual journeys that people are on. We bring them in our individuality, and yet when we put them together, they make a very beautiful whole to show that we are more than the sum of our parts. We are this collection, this beautiful assemblage as well. And then at the end of the service, he asked if they would distribute them back and everybody take a flower with them, but not the one that they brought. The point to that being that we each bring something of ourselves here to share with the entire congregation, and we each go away taking something which someone else has brought with them. That's the point of taking a flower other than one that you brought with you. And he used this kind of a unifying ritual, was what the Reverend Capek used, to build, as I said, the largest Unitarian congregation that's ever been established anywhere in the world. That's the joyful part of his story. The tragic part of his story is that as he moved into the 1930s, he was recognized as one of the most powerful religious liberals in Czechoslovakia, so that when his Adolf Hitler began his journey, if you want to call it that, his very deadly journey through Europe, taking over countries, took over Czechoslovakia, he realized that Norbert that was a very, in his mind, dangerous person, as he was standing for things like freedom of thought, freedom of expression. In other words, the very antithesis of everything that Nazi philosophy and the approach was about. So Erich Papak was sent to the Dachau concentration camp, where he was executed shortly before the end of the Second World War. So the reason we observe this ceremony is also to remember his life, memory, and legacy. The reason it's celebrated in the United States is because his wife, Maya, did make it out of Czechoslovakia thanks to the relief and rescue efforts of the Unitarian Service Committee, which is a forerunner of our Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. She came to this country, I believe, at the end of the Second World War, 1947-48, decided to make it her task for the rest of her life to go to as many Unitarian and then after merger Unitarian Universalist congregations as she could, tell them the story, her husband's story, or the story the two of them shared together, and urge that congregations, Jewish congregations around the United States, observe this service in the springtime, both to remember her husband's memory and to demonstrate what this thing, as I just mentioned, called Unitarian Universalism is. So it is in that spirit, for that remembrance, that we observe this service on this Sunday, as we have done, at least as long as I've had my ministry here, I believe before that. And so as Sandra plays for us, I'll ask some of the members of our church school now, we're going to distribute the flowers back to you as you take them. Please be mindful of the reason, many reasons as to why we observe this ceremony today. Thank you.